So obviously the passage of the health care reform bill is controversial in a number of ways, but the main argument among critics is that it will cost more money than it saves in the long run. If signed into law as expected, the legislation would cost $938 billion, but the Congressional Budget Office has said the bill will reduce federal deficits by an estimated $138 billion in the next decade. We're joined now by Douglas Holtz Eakin. He's the former director of the Congressional Budget Office and now president of the American Action Forum. It's a policy institute. Good morning, Douglas.
Good morning.
You've been involved in politics on many levels, but today we're coming to you as a former director of the Congressional Budget Office to talk about these seemingly conflicting reports that the bill will cost $938 billion, and yet we're told by the CBO that it will save, will reduce the federal deficit in any ways. And Louise Story told us there's a difficult, sketchy math going on here. What is your take on this?
Well, it certainly isn't the CBO's fault. The CBO has a very straightforward job. Under the laws, it must take the bill as written, accept it at face value, and tell the Congress what it will do to federal revenues and what it will do to federal spending, and they've come out with their numbers. The difficulty is what the Congress has sent to it, where Congress has left out some costs. We're going to have to pay Medicare doctors about $250 billion over the next 10 years, and that's been excluded. It's going to cost about $115 billion to run the new programs that are set up under this bill. Those annual discretionary spending amounts are also excluded. The CBO is, you know, unable to point out to the Congress that they're playing games with timing. They've got 10 years of spending or 10 years of taxes paying for 6 years of spending. They start up new programs like a long-term care insurance program, collect the premiums, call that deficit reduction, and ignore the fact that after the first 10 years, they're going to have to pay benefits with those very same premiums. So you've got those games. And then you've got the question of political realism. The Congress is counting on saving about $500 billion in Medicare by simply reducing payments to providers, hospitals and others. And they've done nothing to Medicare that would suggest they'll be able to survive with $500 billion less. So my expectation would be that in the years to come, Congress would turn around and face reality and spend that money, even though they promised not to. If you add all that up, you've got a real big deficit, not something that saves money.
Okay, well, one thing that is missing from the bill is some of the cost control measures that they had earlier on, the cost control of medical procedures, maybe addressing waste in hospitals and the healthcare system itself. That seems like that's the next big issue if we're going to think about controlling costs in healthcare, is we need to look at how hospitals operate, how doctors operate, and remove some of the costs there.
I think it's a fair criticism of the bill that of the two goals of healthcare reform, expanding coverage and controlling costs, it's really missed the boat on the latter. It's very important to slow the growth of costs of medicine in the United States. Over the past three decades, if you look at the annual growth in income, sort of the ability to pay, and the annual growth in medical spending per person, sort of demands for this stuff, medical spending wins by 2 to 2.5 percentage points per year, every year. That's our problem. This bill's too light on that. And among analysts, there's a big disagreement in strategy. One group believes you have to get everybody in the system and then take on costs. They're happier with this bill than I am. I think the key is to first take on the costs, use the savings that you accumulate to expand coverage, and do this in a more fiscally responsible fashion.
Well, you know, coming from your background, I know that you worked with John McCain on his campaign and other Republican issues. But at issue here, in terms of controlling these costs, which is a nonpartisan issue, there were earlier some ideas about creating competing plans, a government-run healthcare plan that would compete. Many people said that would bring costs down. Earlier, there were price controls on Medicare's prescription drug program, but the drug industry argued very effectively against that. So where can we go now? Where would you suggest we would go to bring costs down?
The number one place to look for costs, quite frankly, is in doctors and hospitals. Insurance companies and drug companies are the whipping boys of this debate, but they're not really a lot of the money. Drug companies, 10% of medical spending. It's doctors and hospitals. That's the bulk of the money in the medical system, and changing the way we deliver medicine in America is the great challenge. It's also why this was so hard to do. There's a doctor in a hospital in every congressional district, and they're quite resistant to changing the way they do business. So we didn't get much in that front. And I think once we put another 32 million people into their offices, they're going to be even more resistant. They're going to turn around and look to the Congress and say, hey, leave us alone. But there were great opportunities. In particular, if you look at Medicare, Medicare and Medicaid pay about half our nation's health care bills, and Medicare itself sends very conflicting signals. It pays doctors more the more they do. It's a fee-for-service system. The more they do, the more they get. There's a reward to volume. It pays hospitals a fixed amount for every diagnosis. There's a reward to doing as little as possible, sometimes too little, and we get bad care out of our hospitals. Unfortunately, doctors practice in hospitals, so doctors are trying to do more. Hospitals are trying to do less, and you've never been in a hospital where the administrators didn't dislike the doctors and vice versa. That's a result of the way we pay them, and we should fix those kinds of things first. There's tremendous ability then to get better medicine at lower cost and move on.
Douglas Holtz-Eakin, former director of the Congressional Budget Office. He's now the president of the American Action Forum, which is a policy institute in Washington.